This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get started, get going. A new cure for bad days is a good day, and that's what this is all about. And the reason that I call this a good day is because what it does is give us an opportunity, a good opportunity, a good chance to go over special items of interest during this hour. I'm pretty much by myself. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I always encourage her to have thoughts, as I encourage you to have thoughts, and share them as you will. Say good things, positive things, even if you disagree. Doug at DougStephan.com is a great connection. So those of you who are taxpayers, everybody's a taxpayer, raise your hands, please. Oh, look at all the hands. Everybody's pretty much a taxpayer. I would like you to say it again, Doug. There. Pay pretty close attention to what I have on my mind. Not that I don't, I probably shouldn't say this. Maybe I should say at the beginning of every conversation, because I hope that you'll find the items important. So paying attention is good. I was a teacher for 4 years, and I think somehow or other that brings me around. I think, Kara, every once in a while you can hear that in me. I taught at the high school, junior high school, college level. So please pay attention to Professor Doug. Back in November of 1998, the big four tobacco companies were sued for using misleading advertising and for manipulating scientific research. 1998. You can go back, if you want to get into the weeds, you can go back to the big tobacco maker. You go back to the history of our country. Tobacco was grown by the Native Americans, and they smoked it. I always wonder, when I look at the things that people have smoked over the years and why it is that someone decided to pick a weed out of the ground, dry it, and light it on fire and inhale the smoke, how that first was done, but it's been done for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So if you're a smoker now, you're not doing anything new, but you're not doing anything good. I think, Kara, it was yesterday or the day before, we were talking about the people who were smoking, and that's what got me into this, the socioeconomic background of the people in our country, anyway, who smoke. And it happens that it's not a good picture, it's not a pretty picture, because the people who smoke in our country mostly are low-income people, people who don't have a good education. And although it sounds harsh for me to say it, what really is going on is that you're being victimized. Nobody who's smart smokes. Now, that's probably not true. There are probably some people who are maybe big-time executives. You see some actors and actresses who smoke. I was really taken back seeing Anne Hathaway smoking a butt and thinking to myself, man, she's so smart. Why would she do that? And then you hear the story, Kara, of girls that are your age and younger who smoke because they want to be thin. How in the name of God those two equate? I understand what happens.
Thin doesn't mean healthy.
No, but thin doesn't mean healthy at all. No.
I think there are also cultural differences depending on where you live. I mean, in England, you'll see people smoking all the time. I just think I think there's more of a taboo here than in some other places as well.
Well, under the circumstances, the seasoned person, most people over the age of 30 don't smoke. They just don't. They give it up. It's like doing drugs. By the time if you started doing drugs when you were younger, most people just shake it off by the time they're in their 30s. Most people. Sometimes it's just maturity. Sometimes it's intelligence. Sometimes it's pressure. Whatever it is. And that has happened as well with tobacco usage. People are scorned. And maybe that's sad. I've gotten into so many arguments over the years with people I remember when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY, which was in the 90s, the late 80s, early 90s, I had this conversation about smoking. And a black gentleman called me up. He said, I'm 92 years old, and I'm as healthy as a horse, and I smoke 4 packs a day. And I can hear it in his voice. And I said, sir, I'm sorry. And he said, what do you mean you're sorry? I said, I'm sorry for all the people around you who have breathed in that air. Secondhand smoke has been proven to be as dangerous. I'm a perfect example of it. I have weakened lungs because of what I grew up around. My mother didn't know it. We didn't. These sorts of things were not obvious 50 years ago, but they sure as heck are obvious now. So as a result of the scientific research and the tobacco company being sued back in 1998, the tobacco companies paid a historic sum forever, in perpetuity, for those who were affected. It was called the Master Settlement Agreement. Stipulated for the first 25 years of the deal, a bare minimum of $206 billion was to be awarded to those who were eligible to collect. The most important word in that agreement was perpetuity. In fact, there are estimates that they've been paying out about $600 million a month. That's how much profit there is in killing people with tobacco. It's fabulously profitable. If they can pay out, just think about it for a minute. Four companies that collectively pay out $600+ million a month to people who have been, what's the best word, used by their product, affected by their product. It probably surprises you to know that you, if you come from a family of smokers like I do, you could claim some of the settlement. It's tax-free. And so, if you've chosen to smoke, knowing the potential health risks, that's your business. Dumb, but it's your decision. It's a free country. Just don't do it around me. Don't do it around Kara. Don't do it around anybody that you care about. Hopefully you care about everybody that you know, and you'll stop smoking, or if you feel you've got to smoke, you go somewhere where there's nobody around. The thing that is most egregious here is how then and now, I remember Ronald Reagan used to do an ad smoking something. I don't know what it was. He was a salesman, a pitchman. There were doctors who would go into television studios and record ads and go into radio studios and record them. You'd see their picture in Life magazine and Look magazine. I recommend you smoke Marlboros because you'll be more of a man. Huh? So, and the, by the way, the big tobacco company's been doing a lot of scientific research. The scientists, 60, 70 years, actually before that, before World War II, those of you who were in any of the wars that happened before the government said stop doing this, there were, they would give away in World War II hundreds of millions of packs of smokes to soldiers in the theater of war. And they said they were doing it as a public service. Bull crap. They were doing it to get you hooked so you'd smoke and kill yourself as you came back from the theater of war. This is the kind of stuff. The scientists who are working on the formula for the tobacco to get just the right amount of nicotine so that you'd be addicted, the scientists working for these companies, this is part of what was proven in the suit. They determined the amount of nicotine to put in to the product so they could hook you and keep you there. And they also laced their products with deadly chemicals. That's why my mother died. She died because the chemicals, the carcinogens that were in the tobacco of Kent cigarettes, stuck to her lungs. And eventually, her lungs, the capillaries in her lungs that exchange the oxygen, when the blue blood goes into your lungs and comes out red, it's because it's filtered by the millions and millions and millions of these little cilia that are in your lungs. And the tar and the nicotine and the other stuff that's in the tobacco is like a paste that covers up these cilli. So eventually, you can't breathe. My mother smothered to death. She couldn't breathe anymore because of the chemicals that were in the tobacco. These sleazy son of a bees. I saw an ad as a kid for a baby saying, get dad, you always get the best of everything, even Marlboros. A baby. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Camels. Lucky Strike. Paul Malls. John Wayne. Pictures of him smoking Camels. It's the fact that the big tobacco people destroyed as many lives as they did, and they're still at it, and the people who grow the tobacco get subsidies. This last campaign, big tobacco spent $34 million on political donations to congressmen. $34 million! I just wanted you to have some food for thought as we understand how people like the tobacco giants bribe their way to success. 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? Ibotta. Ibotta. You've got to Ibotta.
Cardiovascular issues affect a lot of people in our country, so I'm going to encourage you to think about your heart health by supporting your heart and your health with Super Beets. Superfood powder, mix it with water or put it in a smoothie. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels. It's all natural. Replace your morning cup of coffee with a shot of Super Beets. The energy boost is there, no crash afterwards. I take Super Beets before every workout so I can work out longer, get more out of the workout. Unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's only 3 grams of sugar. You'll feel great, get a lot of stamina, and it works in 20 minutes. I want you to try this product. Try it now. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular black cherry flavor, plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Life. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fan of Marvin Gaye's all my life, and I've never heard this song before.
Me neither. I love Marvin Gaye. I don't know.
Where'd you get this, Carol? Where'd this come from?
Oh, off the World Wide Web. It's a Pretty Little Baby.
Oh. Never heard. What happened? What's going on?
It's Pretty Little Deep Cut.
Well, if you read the story, there's a reason why I'm playing this song.
Really? All I see is that we're excited about heard it through the grapevine.
Well, what happened is this song was playing on the radio, and a DJ interrupted it with news of riots going on in Los Angeles, and that's kind of what started, I think, Marvin Gaye's mentality.
Marvin Gaye.
That's what started his idea to get started on what's going on.
Now, how come? See, I have long prided myself with knowing a lot about a lot of music from the era in which I was a jock, and I will praise you for that information because I didn't know that. I never heard that song before and didn't know that that was the background for this song. So kudos to you for bringing us the story on what's going on. This is a song that did come during the social upheaval, the 60s marches, that sort of thing. Marvin Gaye won a battle of wills with Motown to release his album, which turns 46 years old this week. Marvin Gaye was an interesting character in a lot of different ways. With the world exploding around me, how am I supposed to keep singing love songs, he said to his biographer back in 1965. Yeah, okay, so that song, Pretty Little Baby, was playing, and then the Watts riot started. Yep, took 6 years, a few more love songs, including I Heard It Through the Grapevine, but Gaye finally responded to the upheavals taking place with this song. You can crack it up, Carol, if you like. What's going on? It is very much a Marvin Gaye, a very unique twist. And it made an impact. But I never realized it was tied to this. Did you, Jennifer?
No, I had no idea.
Mm-mm. Yeah. He was, you know, I think most people know that he got killed by his father. His father was upset with him because of his womanizing, and he confronted him, and they had a big fight in their house, and his father shot him. So,
what a loss. How old was he, do you know?
It wasn't, like, I want to say 30.
Yeah, I think he was 38 or something around there.
37, 38, yeah.
Whatever happened to his dad?
I don't know.
Did his dad go to jail?
Yeah, I don't remember the story. I don't remember what happened. It was, because it sort of stopped when you get to that point in the story, it just sort of stops. Nobody asked the second part of the question.
Not anymore. Now we would know exactly what men's prison he was in. And
exactly.
Can you imagine, though, if Marvin Gaye hadn't died at 38, what else he would have done?
I don't know. Right. All right, so that's the story of what's going on. And now, Darius Rucker in the musical spotlight. The
Hootie.
Yeah, he's Hootie from Hootie the Blowfish, right?
Yeah.
Deal. The world got to know how big of a South Carolina fan Darius Rucker was when he cried on camera after his team made it to the Final Four. It's amazing how many people get really excited about this.
He was so emotional.
Really? So he's thrilled. How is all that going, by the way? What's happening with all of the lists?
We're at the Final Four.
Yeah, Final Four this weekend.
This weekend.
What is it? Gonzaga, South Carolina, North Carolina, and two?
And Oregon.
Oregon. Go North Carolina. I'm going.
28 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Fiber is in your breakfast cereal. It's in your lunch salad. It can even be found in your snacks.
Dietary fiber is the parts of the plant that are not digested nor absorbed by our body.
Despite that, Mayo Clinic dietitian Kate Saratsky says fiber in both soluble and insoluble form plays several important roles.
Both soluble and insoluble fiber can help with weight control because fiber helps us feel full.
Soluble fiber, which dissolves to a gel in water, can help slow digestion, lower bad cholesterol, and regulate blood glucose. Insoluble fiber is bulky and draws in water. It promotes the comfortable movement of food through your digestive system.
So it'll help keep you more regular.
To be more regular and healthier, add fiber to your diet with whole grain products, fruits and vegetables, beans, and nuts and seeds.
And drink plenty of water.
Fiber works best when it absorbs water in your body. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Another day of conversation in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. This is the hour in which we become intimate friends. We listen to... I'm always interested in what people say. As a matter of fact, I just got a... Somebody took a shot at me because of the last half hour's conversation about tobacco. Doug at DougSteffen.com is the email address. There is there's room for everybody's opinion. And there's also room for lots of facts and figures and information. The fact that smoking is bad for you has been documented enough so that I don't have to go there. And I don't even want to go back to what we were talking about the last half hour. That was information for you to chew on as in this hour. I don't think people listen to folks on the radio who don't have passion and have some sort of a viewpoint on life. Whether it's a strong, I have a wonderful life and so much to be thankful for, including having this opportunity every day to talk to you for hours, if you'll let me. So help yourself to either me being here with Kara or with the ladies later on. We're all here for you in a special way to I bring you a different twist on the world. If you want to know what Trump's doing, listen to somebody else, because I'm not going to talk about it unless it's specific things. For example, the climate change conversation, which came about not yesterday for the first time, but certainly he, with the sweep of a pen, ordering the government to begin dismantling environmental regulations that came from the Obama years. When it comes to climate change, this has been a big battle. So I have a couple of different points of view on this. The order directs the EPA to suspend, revise, or rescind the Clean Power Plan, which limits carbon emissions at coal-fired power plants. Wants to put the coal miners back to work and not have to pay. Now, is this good for America? What isn't part of, or is it between the lines stuff, what isn't really part of this conversation is that most of the coal that comes out of the soft coal mines in Appalachia doesn't get used here anyway. It gets put on barges, and then it gets put on big freighters and brought to China or to Vietnam or to places where they, A, don't have a lot of money, or B, they don't care about the environment. So the only thing, this is a short-term thing, because when all the smoke that goes up into the air and all of the things that are pollutants go up into the air, you'll notice that if you've watched your weather on the television shows, the air goes from west to east. So when the air is bad in China, it fortunately is filtered by about 6,000 miles of ocean between the Asian Pacific Rim and the west coast of the United States and Canada and Mexico. Not that we really care about Mexico, because the Mexicans, if you go to a Mexico City and breathe the air there, you think you're in China. It's the same thing. So that's really kind of how the reality of that plan has worked, except Obama never talked about it that way, because, well, they were pretty good at covering some of the things up. We can't let Americans breathe that bad air, right? But we can ship the coal someplace else and let the people in the other countries in Africa. Oh, perfect. Let's send the coal over there. They don't need much. Well, they need power. Okay, so you get the point. What I found interesting is, you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the fellow who runs the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, who I consider to be, he's a friend and he's also a smart guy, issued a statement yesterday, not particularly approving of what the order orders. He said, quote, climate change jeopardizes American food security and the livelihoods of American family farmers. The executive order sends a clear message to Americans and the rest of the world that our country will not lead the global effort to curtail climate change. It stops further progress in our country that could make the climate change issue. Basically saying we had the opportunity to thwart the effects of this sort of thing, the soft coal, mostly that's what it's about. There are half a dozen federal regs that aid in making our food systems more climate resilient. Those things, there have been, some of them were, you have to make tractors and trucks better in terms of emissions, go to zero emissions by 2023, I think it was. And that's not really possible, unless you want to have stuff that's not going to... even today, I'll tell you this from my personal experience, and people that I know who are farmers buy these new tractors that are so gizmoed up, it's the same as the cars. They got all kinds of mechanical contraptions and computers on them, and the exhaust systems are expensive and complex, and the stuff feeds back in the engine. I mean, it's gotten to be silly. I buy and use old tractors. I've got Massey Ferguson's and International Harvester tractors that go back to the 70s, actually to the 60s. And I just keep rebuilding them. Rebuilt a couple of engines this winter in the shop, rebuilt and went through the tractors. So they don't waste fuel and they don't burn bad stuff. That's because I'm keeping up with them, and good farmers are keeping up with their, matter of fact, they'd rather buy. The value of used equipment on the farm, especially tractors, has gone up because nobody wants to buy. I shouldn't say nobody. People in general don't want to buy the new stuff. They're encouraged to buy it because there are tax incentives, and the people who have made a lot of money in the grain business and some other sectors of agriculture have been buying the new tractors. But anyway, that's one aspect of this. The other is that apparently with these weaker federal enforcements and a shrinking budget for the EPA, states are going to... yesterday I heard a story about a couple of different states, and certainly you can figure California be right there. Jerry Brown said in a news conference yesterday, if Trump turns off the money, we'll launch our own programs. And one of the things is there are satellites that go measure the the kind of pollutants that there are in the air, and that's part of what gets knocked off in this. And Brown says, we'll launch our own satellite. So California is going to go into competition with NASA. Good going. So I think that, frankly, this train, and maybe what you don't get out of listening to Trump, and I'm going to talk about this in just a second, how some of the private investment in business in our country is being encouraged by this. That's exactly, I think, part of what's going on here. So you're running a business and you want to be customer and user friendly. You want to be a good citizen. So you go about the business. There are plenty of, we're just talking about how much money there is in tobacco. Those bastards, if they spent the money that they have and they're giving to people because of the court settlement on this sort of thing, they could invest and have all kinds of private money in, from these kind of companies, not just the tobacco companies, but in general. Elon Musk, you think he's not going to invest in trying to keep the air clean and others who are like him, who have money, who have funds? They're easily going to invest. So private money will go down the street to keep the, there are a lot of nonprofits. Energy efficiency is a program that is not going to stop, and neither is cleaning the air. It's just going to be shifted. I think without saying it, that's really what Trump is about. Too much federal, you got too much government. That's why he got elected. So let the private interests do this. You can say, those guys, they won't do it. I think you'd be surprised by the number of people that will do it, frankly, will invest in it. The people at Google will do it. People at Microsoft will do it. I mean, those people have billions of dollars. They can easily invest in these sorts of things and get tax credits, good for their tax return. I think that's where this is going to go. So positive spin on what a lot of people thought was negative. In a moment, we focus on Michigan here on Good Day. It's 43 past the hour.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development, even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, here we are at 47 past the hour now. The good news, I was suggesting we'll talk about Michigan for a few minutes here. Yesterday, Ford announced they were going to invest $1.2 billion in their plants in Michigan. Listen to this.
Ford might bring some jobs to Michigan. President Donald Trump tweeted the auto company would have a big announcement early Tuesday. Shortly after, Ford said it would invest $1.2 billion to build or update three manufacturing plants in the state. The company said its initiative would also create or retain 130 jobs. The investments are reportedly part of a deal the company made in 2015 with United Auto Workers. Ford signed a contract that said it had to invest $9 billion and create or retain 8,500 jobs through 2019. Earlier this year, Ford made another big announcement, canceling a $1.6 billion project for a Mexico plant. Instead, the company said it would invest $700 million in an existing plant in Michigan.
How about that? Sounds cool, right? It is the there is going to be activity in Mexico. Don't kid yourself. There'll be cars made in Mexico and Canada and elsewhere. But investing money in Michigan is a good thing because Michigan's got a lot of problems. We've all heard in the last year or so the water problem in Flint, which is sort of something else that got addressed yesterday. The state has agreed to spend $87 million in taxpayer money to replace all these lead pipes. This is a 4.5-year-old thing, should have been fixed 3 years ago, but hasn't, but it will be fixed over the next 3 years, as we hear in this report.
The city of Flint, Michigan, has a plan to replace around 18,000 underground water pipes, thanks to an agreement with the state. The settlement was approved by a judge Tuesday and gives the state until 2020 to replace Flint's ailing water system. Michigan will pay $87 million for the project. About a third of that money will come from aid Congress approved last year. The state will keep another $10 million in reserve for costs that exceed expectations. Flint residents started complaining about their water 2 years ago, when the source of their water changed from Lake Huron to the Flint River. Water from the lake flowed through pipes that had anti-corrosion chemicals. The river water was more corrosive and wasn't properly treated, so lead and other harmful substances leaked into the water. Beyond replacing the pipes, the agreement requires the state to keep providing free bottled water until at least April of this year and continue door-to-door water filter checks through December 2018.
How about that? All right. So a couple of good things. It takes a long time to get government moving, doesn't it? But sooner or later, at least in this case, these two cases, the right thing has happened. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Crack this up, Carrie. I got to hear the new Money Pit jingle. How many more versions of this song do you have?
You just heard it all.
I thought you had a bunch of them.
No, we have a few. We have a few. But you would ask for the gospel version. So
I know. Well, let's
brought out the Money Pit gospel choir.
Send us whatever you've got, and every week we'll
do a new one.
Figure out which one we like the best. Tom Kreidler. Nationally syndicated program, The Money Pit, home improvement radio program you ought to be listening to every single weekend. He's the author of My Home, My Money Pit, along with Leslie Segretti, who's his co-host on this radio program that is the biggest by far and the best by far of any of the weekend shows, helping you improve your living conditions, what's going on at home, et cetera, et cetera. I was just saying to Tom that we're putting roll roofing on top of some rubber roofing. We have a flat roof on one of the barns at the farm, and there's an air conditioning unit that was there. It doesn't work anymore, so I just took it off. I'm going to bring it to the scrap yard, and so it leaves a hole. So you got to fill up the hole, and so yep. We found some rubber roofing, and I said to Tommy, can we just put the roll roofing on top of it, because it would seem to seal it off.
And so for those of you who have flat roofs, here's Tom's advice.
Yeah, well, my advice was, why do that? Rubber roofs are usually the last, you know, it's a one-layer type of a roof structure. If you put roll roofing on top of that, which, by the way, is the least durable flat roof material.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's not even designed for flat roofs. It's designed for low-slope roofs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have anything that's, say, less than like a 2-on-12 pitch or something like that,
yeah,
you really can't use that stuff because it's going to leak.
So then what is this
layer.
Tar fix all the ills? How do you put the rubber roofing? Doesn't it have to have tar between it to hold it?
No, not necessarily. You're talking about a built-up roof where you have tar with tar paper and more tar and more
lots
tar
of stuff. There's a lot of that on the
right
roof now.
That's the way flat roofs were traditionally done. But when you use a rubber roof, it's kind of like laying a drop cloth, so to speak, over the roof.
Yeah.
It's sealed down and weighted down. But
does it seal itself?
Depends on the product. Some of them are torched down, too, where you have to torch them, that's actually what makes the seal. But it becomes one sheet, one continuous sheet, Doug. So, anyway, I would look into that because you don't want to put holes on top of it either. You got to attach that roll.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Okay.
My guy John will figure it out, but
all right.
I'll tell him to call you.
Ask John. Yeah. Ask John.
Now I'm asking Tom.
Yeah.
All right. National Do-It-Yourself Weekend is this weekend. Doing it yourself. So what unique things are you doing on the Money Pit to celebrate?
Yeah, we're celebrating National DIY Day. It's Sunday, and we teamed up with the folks at the DIYs app. Have you seen this app? It's really cool. You know, when you call us on the weekend, we get to talk to you about your home improvement questions, but we really can't see what's going on. If you download the DIYs app, you can video chat for free with a pro advisor, not a contractor. Nobody's trying to sell you anything, but a pro advisor, somebody that has the same kind of skills that Leslie and I have, and you can show them what's going on in your house, and they will answer your questions. You know, you open the outlet, you got a black wire, a white wire, a red wire, you don't know what to do with it. You can show them what you're doing, and they'll give you some help. So the DIYs app's available at the Apple Store and at Google Play. And this Sunday, to celebrate, Leslie and I are actually taking a shift as DIYs pro advisors. So if you download the app between 1 and 5 on Sunday, you can video chat with us. There's no cost involved. It's all free right now for a limited time. So download it. Call us between 1 and 5 on Sunday on the DIYs app. Show us what's going on in your house, and we'll help you fix it up.
So just take your camera and just roll it around the house as you're talking
to
Tom. And how do I fix this?
We were talking with one of the guys from DIYs last night. He said, you know, sometimes people want to, like, take the phone down in the basement, and we lose the Wi-Fi signal, so you have to kind of warn them about going to the outskirts, you know, of it. But no, it's DIYZ. Check it out. And they also have about 100-plus videos of virtually every home improvement project imaginable.
DIYZ?
Yep, DIYZ.com, DIYs.
DIYZ. Okay. Tommy Vickie and Leslie Segretti doing this. Hundreds of radio stations carry the program every weekend. There are all kinds of people that I've talked to that just... you've done a lot of television stuff with the This Old House guys. So if you recognize the name, if you're new to the program, you don't know who Tom is. Most of the stations that carry this program, who are independent, are carrying Tom's program as well.
That's right. Those are the best stations.
They are the best stations. Correct. Otherwise, they're losers. MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler here with us on the DJV Experience at 59 past the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.